Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second, the third baseman, Ty LaForest. Batting third, the first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth, the catcher, Red Steiner. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Odie Clark. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Odie Clark. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the lead-off spot, the second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second, the right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third, the center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bill McGee. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh, the catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball four. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaForest moves to second. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops it up and throws to first, with Clark covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a line drive towards third. LaForest reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. Culberson reaches third base with a triple. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Rosar to Kell. The throw back to home, and Culberson is out at the plate. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Siebert reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Christopher covering, for the out. One out. O.D. Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher bunts in front of the plate. Steiner fields it and throws to first for the out. Busch moves to second. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field. Culberson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Culberson. Busch scores. Hall moves all the way to home. It's 2-0, Athletics. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella hits a pop-up towards third. LaForest settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is 0 for 1 in the game. LaForest hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGee. The throw from Steiner and he is out, Lake applying the tag. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to third. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaForest fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Culberson strikes out. There goes Lazor. The throw from Rosar to second, and Lazor is out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 0 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaForest fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Newsom fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Steiner takes first base on ball 4. O.D. Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is 0 for 2 in the game. LaForest strikes out. 1 out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom McBride now playing center field. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark fires to first and picks off Bush. 1 out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Hall reaches second base with a double. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lazor. Peck reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Frank Barrett now pitching. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 3 in the game. Estilella hits a pop-up towards first. Metkovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peck moves to third. Bobby Wilkins pinch runs for Bill McGee. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Wilkins moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peck scores. Wilkins scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 6-0, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steiner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mayo Smith now playing left field. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Steiner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steiner for the out. Newsom moves to second. 1 out. Frank Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Newsom scores. It's 6-1, Athletics. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to second. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is 0-for-3 in the game. LaForest hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. LaForest reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. Lake goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Athletics. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metkovich strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Bush reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Lazor moves to second. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lazor moves to third. Two outs. Red Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Steiner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.